This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
If you're trying to sign up for health care on one of the online exchanges set up through the Affordable Care Act today, you might be having some problems. Today, the government's new tools for getting millions of Americans insured have officially launched. Sort of. The new exchanges have been glitchy in the weeks and days running up to the launch, and many of those issues weren't yet fixed when they went live. Charles Hall of Fairfield, Iowa, logged on to healthcare.gov to sign up this morning. Forms would not complete. Web pages seemed to be down. He found the process frustrating.
So then I waited, and I tried again, and by then they were so overloaded, and I tried to log in. The whole system is down. You can't log in at healthcare.gov. Nothing is functioning.
We should note that government officials have been warning that online exchanges were suffering issues. Uninsured Americans have until the end of this year to sign up. Speaking of government officials and problems, Congress failed to reach a deal last night, and today a government shutdown is impacting a large spectrum of federal agencies. Some estimates suggest 800,000 workers are going on furlough today. Buildings will be empty and websites will be down. Cyrus Farivar is at the online publication Ars Technica. Cyrus, some of these websites are important, right?
No question. These websites certainly are useful, whether it's tourists in Yellowstone National Park trying to figure out logistical details to people who are, you know, filing official complaints with the Federal Trade Commission. If you look on the website of the FCC and the Veterans Administration, and I assume some other ones as well, they actually are telling their own employees to check the website to find out if and when they come back to work. So it's clear that this doesn't apply universally across the federal government. And I'm still a bit mystified as to who made the decision to shut down which websites and for how long.
Is it possible that some of these organizations are shutting down these websites in order to make people realize some of the federal programs that are being cut? I mean, is that possible?
You know, to me, I would wonder if it's maybe more of a situation of cover your behind, where, you know, whoever is the webmaster or web administrator for each of these sites is sort of following the letter of the law to the best of their ability. You know, we really don't want to go down Veterans Administration, WhiteHouse.gov, as you pointed out. Then those administrators of those websites have decided to not do that. So, again, I'm a bit mystified as to, you know, what is the calculus of what sites are essential and non-essential. I mean, we've been reading about in the media that, you know, essential government services will continue, but, quote, non-essential services will not. And how that, you know, decision is made and where that line is drawn, I think is still a bit of a mystery.
Cyrus Farivar is senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, thank you very much.
My pleasure.